Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. We are on a very interesting topic, a totally new book based on the latest development in marketing. As you all know, marketing existed since the ancient times. It has evolved and adapted with the change in products and services, with the change in customers' expectations. Gone are the days when marketing simply meant pushing of products. In the present era, marketing involves building trust, finding the needs and partnering with the customers to help them find solutions for their immediate needs, their medium-term needs, as well as the long-term needs. So in this brand new book on marketing of financial services, we are going to understand right from the evolution to what the financial services are in the present context, what strategies that requires to market. When we talk about strategies, the biggest reason is for the impact of technology on marketing. Another reason is because the customers are becoming more and more informed, and hence, to reach to the customers, we need to leverage technology. We need to utilize the database. We need to interpret the transactions the customer has on every touch points the financial service providers provide. And along with the evolution, along with the strategies and the innovations that are being leveraged by financial service providers to reach to the customer, we also need to learn how to grow our business, how to widen our product basis, the services basis, and that's how we will have a long-term growth and sustain our financial services business. And this all has to be within the ambit of compliances, because as technology grows, various risks evolve, and financial service provider, in order to win the trust, deliver the right service to the right people at the right place, has to comply with various regulations. So all this is going to be very interesting, and this will prepare you to cope with the latest environment of financial services and get your role and decide what exactly you want to do. So in this, let's begin with chapter one. The chapter one deals with evolving financial services marketing ecosystem. Here we will see how the financial services existed since the ancient times and how it has evolved because of the changes in products, because of the changes in environment, because of the disruption created by the technology and the evolving needs and expectations of the customers. So let's begin with this chapter one. Why marketing of financial services deserves special attention? When we talk about financial services, they are unique and different from the manufactured products. Because when we talk about financial services, they are intangible. It requires a relationship-based approach when we actually deliver this financial services to the customer. Unlike the manufactured products, which are tangible, you can see, show them, tell the features, the benefits, the advantages, and convince your customers. The financial services industry not only is unique, but it has been reshaped with the latest technologies, with the support provided by the fintechs, with the advent of artificial intelligence, and with that, the change in the services that we offer, which also comes in the form of embedded finance. In all, this financial services environment, the ecosystem has become more complex because it not only involves delivering these services, which were in the form of manual approach, but it also involves a digital and data intensive approach. With that, a lot of competition has come into not only creation of newer products and services, but personalization, giving the customer what he wants at the right time, at the right place, and creating an experience by which he will remember and come back to the financial service provider again and again. So this is not just a complex system. One need not fear about it. One should understand it is a rewarding domain. And this can be a rewarding domain when one learns to blend the strategy, the analytics, the ethics, the technology, and of course, the human understanding. Because even though you have a wide range of marketing toolkit, if you don't have a human brain to utilize it, then all these things would not be of any use. So that is why this marketing of financial services deserves special attention. What will you learn in this book? As I said before, in this book, we will start from the basics, that is the evolution of marketing. By the end of the chapter, we will also understand why students should understand evolution. Why not directly start with the marketing as it is now in the current environment? The chapter will convince you that unless you understand the foundations, unless you understand how marketing has evolved, unless you understand how marketers have adapted themselves to the changing needs, to the changing products, to the technology, you won't directly can enter into the latest financial services market. So this evolution will set your base for understanding marketing from the ancient times till the present context, which includes the latest strategies and tactics utilized by financial services providers. We will also learn to analyze the consumer behavior, because as I said, gone are the days when marketers could just push. Consumers have become informed. They know exactly what they want. And to go one step ahead, financial services provider can understand the consumer's needs through their interaction at multiple touch points and give them a product or a service which they need, which they might not have expected, and create a customer delight. We will also learn how to design strategic marketing plans, apply digital, data-driven, and personalized marketing tools, balance growth with ethics, compliance, and in a responsible manner. All in all, this book will help you prepare for roles in different verticals of marketing. It will help you to understand the concepts of relationship management as well as how to plan your growth strategy in whichever financial services organization you are. It is not just to how to sell the financial products, but how to build trust, which is the basic fundamental of marketing in the present times. You can build trust only when you are successful in designing the experiences. The customer should feel happy when they get your service. And with that, you also learn how to grow your financial business responsibly in a digital world. When we talk about responsibility, one has to do all this with proper ethics and compliance with the regulations. Otherwise, one wrong action, one wrong deed can destroy the entire reputation of the organization, and customers won't trust the financial service provider. So before we go into deeper context of chapter one, let us understand the basic overview of this book. We have designed this book into four main parts. The part one deals with the foundations and the context. When we talk about foundations, This will be covered in chapter 1 and chapter 2, wherein we will talk about evolving financial services marketing ecosystem and also understand how the financial services have changed, how the consumers' expectations have changed. With this, you will have a ready mind to understand what financial services ecosystem is, who are your customers, and you will be ready to design your strategy with whatever innovations required. That we will cover in part two, which deals with the strategy and innovations. So this part two comes into three chapters, starting from chapter 3 to chapter 5, wherein we'll talk about the different financial business models. Then what strategic marketing can fit into these different emerging financial business models. And that's where your personalization and various other important aspects of marketing we will be discussing in this chapters 3 to 5. Once you understand the evolution, once you understand the strategy and innovation, then the part 3 deals with the execution and governance. The part 3 will come into chapter 6 to 8, wherein we learn about data analytics, the Salesforce transformation. When we talk about Salesforce transformation, we'll deal with the human task force as well as the digital force. Both can combine to create hybrid models and how to gain ethical edge by doing with either your human approach or with your digital approach or with a mix of your hybrid approach. So that will set you to enter into the market with proper strategies, with proper ethics, as well as with proper marketing and sales plans. And that should be a very good foundation set to enter into part 4, which is for growth, building trust, and setting your future roadmap. So the growth, trust, and the future roadmap will be covered in chapters 9 and 10, wherein we will see why the distribution and partnerships with different stakeholders is necessary. Because in this present environment, no one can deliver effectively on its own, especially in the digital world. One needs to have partnerships with various supporters like fintechs, like experts, specialist organizations, wherein you not only grow, but you can get a competitive edge. And this will be especially useful when we enter into global markets. You also need to build global trust. And we will also understand what are the future trends and the road ahead in chapter 9 and 10. So in all, this book will prepare you right from evolution to the strategic marketing through the execution, as well as how to sustain your growth in the long term, as well as enter the global markets. So friends, now let's begin with what is marketing. Marketing has been beautifully defined by a famous marketing guru, Philip Kotler, as well as his associate, or they work together, Kevin Lane Keller, in the famous book, Marketing Management. What Philip Kotler and Kevin Lane Keller says, they say marketing is a societal process by which individuals and groups obtain what they need and want through creating offerings and freely exchanging products and services of value with others. In short, marketing is a societal process. When we talk about society, it involves individuals as well as communities. And when the need is known about individuals as well as the communities, then it becomes very easy for marketers to offer the products and services which is of value to these individuals as well as communities. But as the times have changed, marketing is not merely about promoting products and services. Marketing of financial services today is no longer just a loudspeaker trying to grab attention. It's about creating a thoughtful, ethical, and tech-powered bridge which is connecting dreams with decisions, emotions with clarity, and human hopes with helpful financial tools. So this is a very, very important statement about marketing. Marketing is about creating a thoughtful, ethical, and tech-powered bridge. When we say thoughtful, it should address the needs of the customers. When we say ethical, it has to be within the ethics and the regulations of the regulator. And even though you have a thought, even though you comply with the ethics, in the present context, you require technology. So that's where the tech-powered bridge all together helps to connect dreams with decisions. So every customer will have a dream. It will help them to understand which product or services is useful for them. It will not let them just think about something, but it will help them to create their financial goals and achieve their goals with clarity. It will convert a hope into an actual successful completion of goals with the help of the latest financial tools that are offered by the financial service provider. So the Philip Kotler and Kevin Lane Keller is a beautiful definition on marketing, and this has been the basis for marketing years and years. And with that, it has been evolving basis on the needs and customers, needs of the customers, and we will learn more and more about it. In short, it is not just about promoting products and services. It is going much beyond that. It is understanding the needs, not only of individuals, but of the communities. And this understanding the needs has to be converted into providing them solutions with the help of thoughtful, ethical, and tech-powered bridge. Now, when we talk about marketing from the ancient times, even we actually dive into the ancient times, one basic observation on marketing is everyone knows this at the time of its birth. When individuals are born, they have an ability to express their needs. As soon as they express their needs, the mother understands the need without even the newborn baby have spoken even a word. And once these needs are expressed, the needs are fulfilled by the mother. And that's how these are the instinctive way of expressing the needs. Likewise, as societies have evolved, they have also various ways of expressing their needs, and that also includes expressing their financial aspirations. So marketing begins where needs are expressed, whether they are at an individual level or at the community or society level. However, as the societies have evolved, as the macro and the micro factors have evolved, marketers cannot rely only on feelings, guesses, or broad messages. They have to address the needs of the customers through structured offerings, to strategic communication, and by creating trust-based relationships. A single mistake can destroy trust, and that is why modern marketing of financial services is strategic, not instinctive. The goal is not to sell more, but to serve better and longer, because the more you win the trust, the more the customer understands the value of product and services, the more it is seen in his fulfillment of financial goals and dreams. He will continue to remain longer, and that's where the lifetime value of the customer will increase. He will in turn tell it to his friends and relatives, and that's where more referrals can come, and that's where the business will go better and longer. So now it's the time to understand what strategic marketing really means. When we talk about strategic marketing, it simply means not pushing products. What it means is understanding the customer. And when we talk about understanding the customer, we cannot directly enter into his brain and visualize what exactly he wants. But on the other hand, we can definitely use the data and analytics. The customer will leave his impressions through various interactions, through various usage at the multiple touch points created by the financial service providers. This data can be pooled. This data can be segregated. This data can be mined to understand what trends the customer is showing, to understand what preferences the customer is showing. And based on these trends and preferences, the financial service provider can offer the right solution, not just push products. This right solution can be to the right person at the right time, honoring the trust, not exploiting it. And this also implies simplifying complex financial ideas, guiding customers step by step. Many customers might not even know what products a financial services has to offer. Forget about what the product is, the customer might not even know how it can be utilized in their financial goals. And here comes an important aspect of strategic marketing, where the financial services provider should simplify what the product or services means. It should not only educate the customers, but it also guide him step by step, as right from the onboarding to the usage to more and more utilization of it. Because many times we see customer has just bought a product and not used it for life. That approach won't help the customer nor the financial service provider. So a step-by-step guidance for the customer included in the strategic marketing. Then the financial service provider should also explain the options very clearly, provide meaningful and suitable solutions. That is where the customer will understand what he exactly wants. He will get the confidence to buy products and services. He will be able to evaluate whether the product and services fits to his needs, and he would prosper and grow with the leverage of products and services. And when we actually do strategic marketing, one certain outcome that is possible is helping people to make informed decisions. And when people can make informed decisions, they will get what they want, and basis on that, they will trust the financial service provider. The trust in turn will convert into a long-term relationship, and a one-time transaction, which was happening when the products are pushed, is going to be totally replaced with a long-term relationship, and the customer will continue to deal with the financial service provider. The customer will refer to his friends and relatives. His testimonials will help the financial service provider to grow more and more. So friends, that is the importance of strategic marketing. As we have seen, marketing has evolved. Now, this instinctive expression has to transform into strategic execution. Only then the financial services marketing will help the financial service provider to build trust, to follow the ethics, and create a long-term value with a disciplined approach. So now let's understand step by step of the various subunits we have designed for this chapter, starting with evolution of marketing of financial services from the ancient times. When we talk about marketing, marketing is not new. It was not just created in the 19th or the 20th or the 21st century. It existed long before the formal theory. Ancient marketing has emerged or had emerged from the basic economic exchanges. When we did not have proper markets, That doesn't mean marketing did not exist. This marketing was happening through the hawkers, through the peddlers, through the caravan traders who relied on their special way of marketing through storytelling, through face-to-face interaction, creating trust and reputation, and offering products based on price flexibility. When we talk about they had unique ways, these ancient marketers had specific colors, had specific scrolls, had specific fragrances to establish trust, to establish their branding, to establish their authority. For example, the saffron-colored stamps were used as a sign of trust. The scrolls with pleasant fragrances could identify them, and that created early branding. The flags, seals, and colors, they were actually a sign for power, authority, and credibility. So in short, these early practices were instinctive, not strategic. Just by looking at these colors, the fragrances, or the scrolls and flags, people would go to them and see whether they have something which can be useful for them. Whereas when we talk about strategic, in this present environment, it is not people going to the financial service provider, it is financial service provider understanding the customer and designing various strategies to reach out to the customer. So now the times have changed from the presence of these of peddlers or the caravan traders to the signals. While early marketing depended heavily on physical co-presence, the traditional methods worked well because the markets were small. As we have seen, markets have dramatically changed. And with this change, the challenges have emerged. The trade volumes have increased. The urbanization has created different segments of customers. With this, different service providers have come into the picture and the competition has multiplied. To add to this, the physical, the manual methods of displaying the signs and colors have been replaced with the print and telecommunication or even the radio medias. The print has replaced the presence, the symbols have replaced the conversations, and the trust began to travel without the marketer being physically present. So marketers don't have to go to the people. The work, the messages has been broadcasted through the print and the media. When we talk about India's traditional financial marketing system, it was strong community-based. When we talk about strong community-based, certain communities were considered as lenders. For example, the Srinis and the Mahajanis. The Srinis and the Mahajans had informal credit networks. People used to come to them, borrow, or get their financial needs fulfilled. In turn, they would repay, or this process would be considered, could be considered as a traditional financial marketing system. This marketing in this system relied more on the word of mouth, a lineage-based trust. These communities were continuing the same work for years together, and the lineage built encouraged their next generation also to take up this finance-based activities. And the reputation was built over generation, and this is how finance was embedded in the social and the moral frameworks. The traditional financial actors built goodwill by sponsoring temple festivals because many people gathered, and that was a beautiful way of actually expressing themselves as a financial service provider. They also supported community events as well as engaged into charity. Once again, this was a better way of not only being useful to the community but also establishing their presence within the community. This increased the visibility, this reinforced the moral standing, and this also strengthened the community trust. Marketing was social, ethical, and relational. So people basis on the trust, basis on how they know these community members could encourage, could engage into the financial transactions. The deep trust that was developed through personal relationships, a sense of belonging, warmth, and familiarity was created because of these personal relationships, and the resolutions of any issues or dispute would happen informally, unlike what we see proper regulations in the present context. The groups were very instrumental in solving the problems by having in-person discussions. Broad participation in financial system came with the digital systems. Long-term loyalty was built through emotional reassurance, recognition, and care, and these were the basic strengths of the traditional marketing channels. Despite these strengths, the manual and legacy system had some limitations. Innovations, as we have today in the digital world, could not be implemented. The limited banking hours and physical reach was stopping the actual financial services business to grow. The accessibility for availing these financial services was limited, and it was very difficult to serve large and dispersed populations because it did not have a technology like we have it today. And because everything thus was done by human, a high risk of human error while providing financial services and products could happen. And there were lengthy compliance processes, unlike the digital onboarding which we have today, and because of which it also incurred high operational costs, and this was actually transferred to the customer, and this could be considered as some of the limitations of traditional marketing channels. The strengths of the traditional marketing built trust, but its limitations demanded a more structured, scalable, and strategic approach. And this imbalance actually made the requirement, or it gave a need, new need of, or set a stage for modern financial services marketing. And as we have seen, marketing has evolved. It has adapted to the changing needs. And this is one of the important aspects to understand. Despite the strengths of traditional marketing, what set the stage for modern financial services marketing, the limitations of the traditional marketing system was one of the main factors responsible for setting the stage for modern financial services marketing. As we saw, the marketing of financial services was based on the needs of the individuals and the communities. However, as the commerce expanded, the nature of marketing had to change. The financial intermediation moved beyond the families and the communities. What do we mean by this? We had professional management, which actually replaced the individual discretion. The professional management brought in experts into marketing. Informal participants gave way to chartered institutions. And this actually created formalization and institutional marketing. But it took time for people to trust this new type of marketers, which evolved or which were expressed in the form of banks, insurance, the mutual funds, as well as the postal savings systems. And here where the upgradation and upskilling was required by the financial institutions to build trust. And for that reason, institutions started offering scalable and regulated financial services. They were more organized and people started feeling the difference. Early financial institutions faced a challenge because customers trusted people, not organizations. However, the financial institutions were smart to respond by building the institutional trust. The institutional trust was built through formal processes with consistency in providing financial services. And in all this was actually seen by the regulators. There were laws which were to be complied by these financial institutions, and hence financial institutions would succeed in building trust through the formal process, consistency, as well as through the regulatory oversight. And over time, this trust was transferred from individuals to the institutions itself, and we could see more and more of formal financial institutions in the form of banks, in the form of insurance companies, in the form of mutual funds, post office systems came into the picture. With this, institution also learned how to upgrade their relationship, and this upgradation was required specifically while providing the financial services. Informal relationship-driven finance was not replaced but upgraded with specific tools. For example, the word-of-mouth publicity, which was happening since the ancient times, could happen through the product brochures. The financial institution could actually display pictures, the features of the products, how well they could be used by the customers. They had personal pricing replaced or upgraded with standardized pricing grids. Customer, based on what type of service he is utilizing, had to pay only for that. The verbal assurances were actually replaced with service level promises. So if anything went wrong, the customers could point a particular service level promise and get it fulfilled. And in all, there was audit and compliance, which were more powerful than the social accountability. So with this upgradation, the informal relationship-driven finance became more stronger. It won the trust of the customers, and the financial institutions started targeting promotions at specific class of individuals, which included the salaried professionals and the emerging urban households. The expansion also gave rise to different marketers' toolkit. With institutional growth, the marketers' toolkit expanded with more and more market research, with the credit scoring systems, with the direct mail campaigns, the call centers, ATM messaging, internet and mobile banking journeys, wherein marketing became more data-driven. It became more process-led and scalable. Because the latest tools and techniques were utilized, the latest systems and methods were utilized, the latest campaigns and interactions with the customers were improved with the help of technology.